The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
Old man Recession, you are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man Recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, you name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
I feel good.
And I do. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 8,000 families in 43 states. We are honored. We are privileged. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And this is actually the sixth year in a row. And without our clients, I would be nowhere. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you guys listening to the show right now are having an absolutely fantastic weekend. I hope everything is coming up roses for you. And we have a great show. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances.
We have a big show for you tonight.
We absolutely do, Ed. So as Money Matters, our firm has grown, and I just mentioned that we now work with over 8,000 families. What I've also come to realize is that we have a great responsibility to those clients. And, you know, when I first started this business back when I was, I said I've been in this business now for 29 years. So I was actually 4 years old when we started. And when I was 4 years old, you know, I didn't quite, you know, I never didn't think that we would be where we are today. But I actually also didn't really think about that we were going to be where we are today. I just kind of went with it, and you know, as things progressed, it just kept on going. So now, as we come to where we are, I've come to the point where I realize that we have a responsibility to all these families that we work with. And so one of the things that I thought about was, you know, you don't want your financial advisory firm to die before you do. That would be a bad thing, right? So one of the things that we decided to do was that we would have what we call Vision 100. And Vision 100 is that 100 years from now, we want our firm, Money Matters, to be as strong, if not stronger, as it is today. So how do you do that? How do you build a company that's going to be here 100 years from now, serving our current clients, their families down the line, and all of those kind of things? And so to do that, I studied a variety of companies that have been in business for 100 years to see how they did it. Because if you think about it, the last 100 years have been, you know, fraught with all kinds of things. We've had world wars. We've had, you know, bad economic times. We've had boom times. Technology's changed. I mean, everything. It's like all kinds of stuff have happened. But yet these companies endured. And so what was it that enabled them to endure? And so I want to take you this week on this show on that journey, but I'll apply it to you because I think the life lessons that you can learn in terms of having a business that's going to endure for 100 years or longer are the same life lessons that you can apply in your personal life and in your financial life and in your investing life because we're a financial advisory firm. So it sounds kind of philosophical this week, but I think I'll bring it home to where you can use it in your life. But I think also the lessons that we can learn from it will be good. All right. So the first thing then is I want to tell you as a firm, what we've decided is that we have two goals. So I think in life, for you to be able to progress in a way that helps you to be happy, that helps you to achieve what you want, I think you have to set goals. You have to say, what are the things that I want to accomplish? So in a financial advisory firm, that would be, you know, what's our mission statement? What are our two goals? And for us, the two goals are that we want our clients to have financial peace of mind. That's number one. We want them to relax. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, so we want to make sure that you have financial peace of mind. But then secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so our financial goal there is that. And philosophically, how that would apply to you is that when you retire, we specialize in working with people who are retired or retiring soon. So when you retire, it's easy to be in the same mode that you've been for the last 30 years as you've been accumulating, which is growth mode. And while growing is important, keeping the growth that you have accumulated is now even more important. Okay, because if you suddenly take a huge loss, like in a bear market or something like that, or you make a bad a financial decision, you make a mistake, you do something, you invest badly, then what could happen is that you will not achieve the two goals that we have, right? One is peace of mind financially. If you just lost your money, you're not financially have peace of mind. And then secondly, that your money lasts as long as you do. It's going to be hard to do that if you take large losses. So that ties directly into our whole philosophy of managing money for clients, and I think it should be yours. So if you're retired or retiring soon, you should be thinking in that mode. So how do you build a company that's going to last 100 years? How do you build something that endures? And in your life, it could be how do you build a legacy that endures? Well, the important thing is that you need to have what I've called core values. What are the things that you stand for? You know, what are the things that you say these are, and they stand the test of time? In other words, 100 years from now, they will be as true then as they are today. And in your family, what I would say is these are your morals. These are what your values. You know, what are your beliefs? What are the things that you teach your kids, your grandchildren, that are important if they're going to have a successful life? Okay? So in our firm, we have 10 core values, and I just want to tell you about core value number one first, and then core value number six. So core value number one is the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. This one was taught to me by my mom. And every time I talked to my mom and I had a moral dilemma or I had a question like that, her answer was, Kenny, the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. And I hated her for doing that because I wanted her to give me the answer. And she would say, if you have to ask, you already know what the answer is. You already know what the right thing to do is. Just do that and you'll always be okay. So that's the first thing. Always do the right thing to do is always the right thing to do. The core value number six is never sacrifice honesty for growth. And what I mean by that is, you know, everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to, you know, have more money or have more prestige or, you know, have a successful family or whatever it may be. But never, ever, ever sacrifice honesty in the pursuit of that. Now, in our world as a financial advisory firm, you know, I think it's all about your ethics. It's about never putting somebody else in front of you. It's about what helps somebody else eventually will help you in the process, and not disclosing everything, obfuscating the truth, promising returns that you can't deliver, all those kind of things, or not telling somebody about the downside of what their investment strategy is, all those kind of things are sacrificing honesty for growth. And if you do that, what'll happen is eventually it'll come back to get you. You know, so in your life, when you're looking at how do I get from one place to another, you want to improve your career, you want to do something, you know, if you sacrifice honesty in the pursuit of whatever that is, it will eventually catch up with you. And if you lied on your resume to get a job and you did get the job, eventually they'll figure out that you lied on the resume and they'll fire you for it. So sacrificing honesty to get the growth that you want never works in the long run. I mean, it just doesn't. And it doesn't in our world either. So we have a very strict policy that you will never sacrifice honesty to get a new client or to keep a client or whatever. We disclose everything, warts and all. We want you to know everything about us. We want to know all the fees involved. We want to know, you know, what's wrong with what we do, what's right with what we do, so you make a fully informed decision and we never have to apologize for anything. Now, one of the things that I am not going to apologize for is that we would like to have you, if you are the person that we specialize in working with, as a client. So I'm going to do some selling here. If you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I'd like you to go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And what you'll find there is that you can sign up for a seminar. We have seminars coming up that deal with helping you to build your financial plan, your retirement plan. At the seminar, we're going to talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? We're going to talk about what are the 5 strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes? How do you maximize your retirement cash flow? How do you avoid the 3 of the basic pitfalls of retirement income planning? You know, if you're going to get money when you're retired, you don't want to make mistakes there. How much can you afford to spend during your retirement? Is your 401k diversified? You know, all those kind of things we'll be talking about at the seminar. So if you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, you can go to our website, moneymatters.net, and sign up for the seminar, and I think you'll benefit from it. Now, when you do go to the seminar, I'm going to give you a really big reason why you should go, all right? And that is that at the seminar, we'll have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies.
Wow!
And folks, these cookies are 1 inch thick and 6 inches in diameter. And these have been verified by a person who actually went to the seminar. He's an engineer, and he took calipers with him. I'm not kidding. And he sent me a picture. He took a picture with his caliper and he measured the cookies. He said, you know what? I wanted to see if your cookies were really what you said. And he said, you actually undersold your cookies because they were actually 1.5 inches thick and 6 inches in diameter. So there you go. I believe in under-promising and over-delivering. So at the seminar, we'll have our cookies, but also all the other information. So moneymatters.net is where you'll go for that. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you are the most important person in the entire world. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years and have been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And boy, howdy, has this year been an exciting one with all the stuff that's been going on. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 8,000 families in 43 states, and we cherish them. We value them. We just enjoy the responsibility that we have to help them with their finances, to be their guide. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in these United States.
I love it!
Yes, and actually for the 6th year in a row, and that, again, is all because of our clients, so thank you guys. I hope those of you listening to the show are having a fantastic weekend. I hope everything is just coming up roses for you. And this week, I'm talking about something that I think is very important. It's very important to us, but I'm applying it to you from the standpoint of how you can apply it in your life. And I think if you apply these principles, that what will happen is that, you know, I think that you're financially, you'll be successful, but I also think you'll be successful in life. And so the same kind of things that it takes to have a successful business, a successful financial advisory firm, I think are the same sort of things that can help you in your own life. So I'm going to tell you about our core values, but at the same time, I'm going to apply them to you, and hopefully you can get some benefit from that as well. So this segment I'm entitling, You Are the Most Important Person in the Entire World. So as I mentioned in the previous segment, we now work with 8,000 families. And you know, when you think about how many people that is, you've got grandparents, children, grandchildren, and in some cases, great-grandchildren, it really becomes like a whole community of people that we're responsible for. And for us not to think about how do we make what we do endure, how can we keep money matters enduring? It would be irresponsible of us, you know, with regard to our clients and their families. So we have what we call Vision 100, which means that 100 years from now, we want our firm, Money Matters, to be as strong or stronger than it is today. And to do that, we have to establish, you know, who we are, what we stand for, how we behave. And then whatever changes technology, economy, markets brings, it doesn't matter. It's how you behave. It's what you do. It's your values. So in your family, it would be the equivalent, again, of teaching your kids and your grandchildren, et cetera, this is what our morals are. This is what we value. This is what's important in life. And if you apply these, they will transcend time. They will transcend technology, et cetera. So this segment is You Are the Most Important Person in the World. So we have two core values that applies that, number two and number four. So core value number two says that our clients benefit before we do. Now, I believe that in life, if you are selfless, if everything you do is geared around helping others, that what happens is it comes back to you tenfold. I don't know how it works. It's this magic that happens. Sometimes it's called karma. Sometimes it's called the golden rule. What? Reaping and sowing. I mean, religions talk about it all the time. And if you focus entirely on benefiting those around you, it will come back to you. And I think a lot of the success that we've had is because that's our philosophy. That's how we live. So that core value, our clients benefit before we do. We have weekly meetings that we have with our senior financial partners, our senior partners, where we talk about strategy. We talk about you know, what we're going to do with given market conditions and all those kind of things. And in that meeting, we have a chair. It's an empty chair, but it belongs to our clients. And what we say is we want to always imagine that a client is sitting in that room with us while we're having this meeting. And we always use that as our litmus test. That client sitting in that room with us, would they approve of what we're saying in this meeting? Or would they think that we're a bunch of cads? Okay, are we like scum of the earth? We want them to be proud of us at all times. So this kind of goes to, you know, behave as if somebody's watching you all the time. Behave as if what you're doing is impacting others. Because when you start looking inwardly, then you start becoming selfish. You start becoming inward. You close up, and you close up opening to all the opportunities that are out there for you. Core value number four says, if a client calls us, we lost. And what I mean by that is that if people rely on you, you know, you have to think of yourself as their servant. You know, we feel like we work for everybody. You know, I'm the CEO of our firm, but I feel like I'm the employee of every person that works at our firm. I'm here to facilitate them. I'm here to make sure that they can do their job the best that they can. I work for everyone. You know, I'm no one's boss. And it's the same thing with our clients. We want to be proactive. So when we say if a client calls us, we lost, what I mean by that is that if a client calls us about something that we should have told them about already, then we lost. So if there was a mistake made, or if there's something going on in the markets, anything that a client would call us about, we should be ahead of that. We should be proactively communicating with our clients in advance so they don't have to call us. So therefore, if a client calls us, we lost. Now, of course, there are things that a client's going to call us about that we have no way of knowing, right? They moved, or, you know, there's a change in their life, or something happened. Those situations, obviously, if a client calls us, we didn't lose. But anything that we should have told them first, we did lose. So in your life, think about people and how you run your business, or if you work, you know, your boss, the people that report up to you, your peers. Keep them informed about what's going on. Don't ever let somebody call you and say, hey, what's going on with that, when you told them you were on top of it. Keep them informed at all times, and you'll give them peace of mind. They'll trust you, and you'll be, and I think you'll be happier in the process as well.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. Okay. Now, we are a financial advisory firm, not a philosophical firm. We do apply what we preach. And we would like to work with you if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon. So if this is you, then that's who we That's who we specialize in working with. So if you have questions about your pension plan, do you take a pension or a lump sum? If you've inherited money, if you're newly widowed, if you are retired or retiring soon, you have all these financial changes that are happening in your life. And if you'd like to talk to a professional to help you to make those decisions, if you're about to get Social Security, you want to make take it the right way, you want to get income from your investments, all those kind of things, that's what we do. And we'd like to work with you if we could. So here's my offer. If you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, you put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we'll do is we'll sit down with you and we'll help you to build your entire financial plan from soup to nuts. We'll take into account income taxes, estate planning, passing it on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. We'll talk about your investments, diversification, income, your 401ks, all that. We'll help you to build your plan. We'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we cannot, we'll tell you that too. So either way, no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is indeed. So take advantage of that. Go to our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our noble obligation that we all have. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And every single one of them has had a character of its own, and they've all been different, and they've all been that. And this year is no exception. And so we currently work with over 8,000 families. Yes, and in 43 states, which is insane. And also, you know, recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, actually for the sixth year in a row. And I know for a fact that if it wasn't for our clients, they wouldn't even know who I am, Barron's. And so therefore, all you clients listening right now, thank you. And those of you who are not clients, I appreciate you listening also. Now, on this program, we're talking about our philosophy of business, and I think that the philosophy of running a business is the same philosophy that you can apply in your own life. And so I think that this week's show is a little bit different than what I normally do, but I thought it would be beneficial for those of you listening to kind of get some of my thoughts of how you do that, and to kind of frame it. As I mentioned, we work with 8,000 families, and if you think about how many people that is. You know, when you think of a family, you have grandparents, you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, I mean, and spouses of all those people. And all of a sudden, you're talking about a lot of people that we are responsible for helping with their finances and helping guide them and all of those kind of things. And so it dawned on me a few years ago that as this thing grows, we have the responsibility to make sure that our firm stays around. You know, and the old thing is you don't want your financial advisory firm to die before you do. So therefore, we created what we call Vision 100, which is we want our firm to be as strong or stronger than it is today 100 years from now. And if that's the case, then you know, our clients that we're currently serving will be taken care of, and so will their down-the-line family members, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you do that? Well, you have to build a company that has enduring core values. This is the result of my studying of lots of companies that have succeeded to last over 100 years. And I think families, so to apply this to you personally, families that have succeeded, that have been healthy and have endured as well over the years, are ones that have very strong morals and values that they all adhere to. And those are taught from one generation to the next. Parent teaches child, child teaches their child, et cetera, et cetera. And so I want to share with you core value number 9, okay? So core value number 9 is make a client every day. That is our noble obligation. So what does that mean? Well, that sounds kind of like, okay, we'll go out and sell something. And it is. I do believe that we do need to have new clients, obviously. And the reason why I do that is because I think what we do is noble. If we help people to be financially secure, I think that's very noble what we do. But in a broader context and how you would apply it in your life, you know, my wife and I are about to celebrate our 33rd year of marriage. And I believe in making my wife all over again every time. Every time I'm with her, okay? I make her a client every day. My goal is to make her my wife again every day. I never take for granted that because we're married, you know, the old song, I don't need to keep telling you I love you all the time. I told you that back then. If it changes, I'll tell you. Okay. So, no, you got to keep doing that, making a client every day. So when we visit with a client, when they come in to visit with us, we want them to leave feeling like, you know what, I made the right decision in choosing Money Matters. We want anybody that comes to talk to us that is not a client to say, you know what, I want to be a client. So in your life, with your family, with your friends, your business associates, make them a client every time. It's your noble obligation. What you do is noble, and therefore you should take the time to have that person understand that every single time. Don't ever take anybody for granted, anything for granted, because the moment you do, as in a marriage, you take a marriage for granted, guess what? That marriage will go away. You take your children for granted, your children will go away. You take your health for granted, it'll go away, all right? So don't take anything for granted. Make yourself healthy every day. Strengthen your relationships every day, everything. And that's why we believe it is our noble obligation to make a client every day. So that's our core value number 9. Now, one of the things I'd like to invite you to do is to become a client of Money Matters if you are not. And what you can do is you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. And you have 3 things that you can do there, all right? One is you can get my Market Alert email. It's free, goes out at least weekly, and you can subscribe to that. Also, you can click on Meet with an Advisor, and you can sit down with one of our financial advisors. I think you'll find them to be professional, friendly, knowledgeable, and they will help you to build your financial plan, and we'll do all that at no charge or obligation. And if it helps you, fantastic. And if it doesn't, you know what? That's fine too. We will part friends. And then finally, if you don't want to do any of those things, you can also do a third thing, which is you can go to one of our seminars. And over the years, we've had thousands of people attend our seminars, and I think they've enjoyed them. And you can learn about your retirement planning, your diversification, Social Security, all those kind of things, and lots of information at our seminar. So moneymatters.net is our website for all of the above. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to grow your money with confidence and not worry so much about losing it all. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 8,000 families in 43 states. And Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And of course, without our beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere. And so therefore, you guys listening right now, thank you so much. Now, one of the things that, the theme of our show this week is that I believe that as a financial advisory firm, as you grow and you take on families that you're doing their financial work for, you have a great deal of responsibility. You know, we, as I said, with 8,000 families, that's a lot of people that we are responsible for. And that responsibility is something we don't take lightly. And one of the things we don't want to have happen is your financial advisory firm die before you do. Okay, that would be bad. So we created what we call Vision 100, which is that we want Money Matters to be here 100 years from now and be as strong then as it is today, if not stronger. And to do this, I studied a lot of companies that have endured over 100 years. And the thing they all have in common is they had a very strong set of core values, a strong set of things that they believed in, that they lived by. You know, think about the Marines. The Marines have a very, very strong core set of values. They know that if they are alone, they are never alone. That their brothers will find them no matter what. It is their culture that's what they do. Therefore, they can go into battle with the confidence that the people that they're going in with are there and they will lay down their lives for them as they would for them. So that is a culture. That is the values that you stand for. And if you're not willing to do that, you get booted out very quickly from that organization or the Marines. So the same sort of thing in your life. As you think about the things that you stand for, you know, that you would teach your children, your grandchildren, that you would want them to learn as to what is it about your values, your morals, your family that you stand for. And these are the things that endure over time, regardless of how the economy is doing, regardless of what technology is doing, regardless of what's going on. These are the things that endure over the course of time. Now, one of the things that we believe in terms of managing our clients' money, is we want our clients, we want you to grow your money, but we want you to keep what you've built. We want you to grow your money with confidence. And so because of that, we have a strategy that we call buy, hold, and sell. And buy, hold, and sell means that you don't just buy and hold, you also sell. And the reason why we do that is because, you know, you can make tons of money. You can invest in, you know, think of Bitcoin, for example. Okay, some people invested in Bitcoin and saw it go up to whatever, and then now it's come way, way down. If you bought near the top and it grew and you're thinking, look at that, I made 25%, and then the whole thing lost, then you could be down, you know, you've lost money on the deal. So you don't have anything until you actually sell it. That's when you realize the value that you've created in this investment. So therefore, what's on paper makes you feel good. You think you've got it, but really, it's when you sell it that it actually becomes something that is of value. So therefore, to protect our clients, we have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy. Now, we have 10 core values, and I want to share with you core value number 3, okay, which is take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Now, the reason why we say that is because risk is not your friend, okay? And taking high risk in the search for high returns is not really your friend, okay? People who take high risks, you know, they get lucky or they'll hit one and then they'll try it again and then they won't, and they have this cycle of bankruptcy and growth and bankruptcy and growth. So what we tell people, in fact, we say this at our seminars, is that if the goal is to make the highest return possible, then here's what I recommend. Sell all of your investments, okay? Go out, just go on the internet right now, sell everything you've got, turn it all into cash, put it in a suitcase, and we'll meet up next Tuesday. And what we'll do is we'll all get on a bus and we'll go to Las Vegas together, okay? Everybody with our little suitcases full of money. And then when we get to Las Vegas, we're gonna go to the roulette wheel and we're gonna bet it all on red, okay? Big bet. Now, if we hit, we're gonna make a ton of money. We're gonna be one very rich group of people. But the problem is, it may not be red, in which case we'll be a very poor group of people. So if you want the highest return, Vegas awaits. But somewhere between burying it in the backyard, you know, in a can, and going to Las Vegas and betting it all on red lies how much risk you should take. And our goal, philosophically in life, and I think your goal in life should be the same thing, is take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your goals.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back. Because if you take more risk than is necessary to accomplish your goals, what you're doing there, you know, the market has a way, if you're being greedy, okay? And if you think back to that movie years ago, Wall Street, with Michael Douglas, where he says greed is good, well, you know what? the stock market has a way of spanking greedy people's bottoms bright red. You know, you get those red cheeks like a baboon. You don't want that. That's not a pretty sight. Okay, you don't want bright red cheeks. So take only as much risk in your life, in your finances, in all areas that is necessary to accomplish your goals. Otherwise, so we try to push our clients down to the least amount of risk that we can take with their investments and still accomplish your goals. So if making 4% a year makes you secure financially, then you know what? That's all we need. We're not going to go chasing after 10 or 15% and the risk that comes with that. It's just not worth it. On the other hand, if we need to make 6%, then we'll take a little more risk than we would with somebody who only needs 4. Okay? So take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your goals. Okay? So that's our core value number 3. That I want to tell you that if you'd like to visit with us, if you'd like to talk with one of our financial advisors, or you'd like to go to one of our seminars, I encourage you to do that. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, it'll ask you to put your info in there. We'll call you. We'll schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do is help you to build your financial plan from soup to nuts. So we're going to take into account your income taxes, your financial planning, your retirement planning. We're going to talk about retirement plans, your pensions, your 401k, all those kind of things, Social Security, estate planning, passing it on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. All of that we'll talk about, help you to build your plan, no charge, no obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, that's fine too. No charge, no obligation. We part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So take advantage of that. Moneymatters.net is our website. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Q-tip Trust, which is one that you create for the benefit of your spouse. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years. I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,000 families in
to infinity and beyond.
Absolutely. And we work with clients in 43 states. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients, as I mentioned. Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And without our clients, we would be nowhere, so thank you. And those of you listening to the show, I hope you tune in every week at this time, because we talk about stuff that if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, is important. And so we talk about estate planning, which we're going to do here in just a moment. But we also talk about investments. We talk about Social Security. We talk about income taxes, diversification, 401ks. We talk about the whole gamut of stuff, all right? And hope you benefit from it. Now, this is the part of the show we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And normally we do that, but this week we're going to talk about a very deserving and very washed and clean heir of yours, and that would be your spouse. There you go. And so this week I want to talk with you about a special kind of trust. It's called a Q-tip trust, like the thing you stick in your ear. And Q-tip stands for Qualified Terminal Interest Property, but we call it a Q-tip for short. And it is basically a trust that is designed to benefit your spouse. So if you're married, you have a spouse, or will have a spouse soon, then you want to listen up, okay? But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And we use that because the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about a trust for your spouse. Now, the theme of our show this week has been our Vision 100 as a firm for Money Matters. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, we now work with 8,000 families, and the responsibility that comes with that is one that we do not take lightly. It's not just taking care of them that is important and guiding them and helping them to have financial security, but it's also their families. And one of the things that, you know, I've often said is you don't want your financial advisory firm to die before you do. So we've created in our firm what we call Vision 100. Vision 100 means that 100 years from now, we want Money Matters to be as strong or stronger than it is today.
Fascinating.
Not only fascinating, Mr. Spock, but also very logical. And so that's kind of ties in with this segment of the show, which is on estate planning and passing on to the next generations. And we have a core value that we live by, which is core value number 8, which is that everyone deserves love. And what I mean by that is that no matter who you come into contact with, including that person that cut you off on the freeway and then flipped you off as they were going by, they deserve love. You give love always, okay? It's not, you don't give love because you think you're going to get it back. You give love because it's the right thing to do. You give love unconditionally with no expectations coming back at you. If you do that, I think you'll live a very happy life, because then your happiness is not dependent on other people coming back to you and saying, I love you back, or doing stuff for you or whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't need that. If you're the giver of love, then somehow, and you know, in different religions there are different names for it, but it comes back to you. The more love you put out into the universe, the more love will come back to you. And you don't have to force it. You don't have to expect it. It will come to you. So our core value number 8 is everyone deserves love. Everyone that comes into contact with us as a firm, as a person, in our family, everywhere, we want to make sure that we give them all the love that we have to give. And if we do that, they'll be better for it. And in some magical way, so will we. And so estate planning, which is the topic of this segment, is that. So let's talk about someone that I hope you love a lot, which is your spouse, okay? So the Q-tip trust, that is a kind of trust that upon your death, you leave the money for your spouse in a trust. Now, people tend to freak out about the word trust. They don't like that word. But you know what? Trusts are not black boxes that you put money in and cannot come out. No, in fact, it's the opposite. The Q-tip trust is there for your spouse to be able to have access to the money for whatever they need it for, pretty much. I mean, there are some limitations, but not many. But what it does do is it protects them from, if they get divorced, if they remarry and get divorced, which maybe you don't care much about at this point, but could happen, or if they get into a lawsuit, or if they have, if they go bankrupt, then all the money that's in the Q-tip, in the trust for them, is protected from all of that. And then you may have a spouse that isn't so good with managing money, and you want to have a trustee that helps them with that. So that, again, is a value of a Q-tip trust. Okay, so think about your spouse protecting the money that you want to have them have for the rest of their lives in the event that you died first. And if you want to put it in trust, the Q-tip will do that for you. Okay, so something for you to think about. So this show, we've talked a lot about all of our core values. I hope that you got some of it. If you didn't hear the entire show, our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you can podcast it and listen to the whole thing. And, I feel sort of like maybe I sermonized today somewhat, but I believe in these things, and I think if you live your life that way, you'll have success, you'll find happiness. I think they're just core values that apply in all walks of life.
Oh, dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it is too wonderful to be true, because I want to do some business with you right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring it back into the capitalist world. And that is that if you'd like to learn more about our financial advisory firm, if you'd like to go to our seminars, if you'd like to meet with one of our advisors, if you want to watch podcasts, videos, read articles, all those kind of things, then what you can do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, to find out about us. And hopefully we'll get to meet with you, and we would love to do that. So moneymatters.net is our website. Man, this show has gone by so quickly. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not.
It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Moray or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.